I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, happiness as defined by an economist.
For almost a year, economists at the University of Michigan have been asking Americans about their happiness for the school's widely quoted monthly measure of consumer confidence.
Miles Kimball is an economics professor at Michigan. He says only results from the first 3 months have been analyzed so far. We asked him how all this works language-wise.
What we did was we added to the survey of consumers the following question. Now think about the past week and the feelings you've experienced. Please tell me if each of the following was true for you much of the time this past week. You were happy. You felt sad. You enjoyed life. You felt depressed. And people are asked to give yes, no answers to each of those four questions. That takes only about 45 seconds for people to answer that. So it's quite quick.
Why would you want to know the answers to these questions?
And then we can ask you, what have you found so far?
Well, actually, maybe I could explain how this relates to language, because I think that answers those questions, too. So in most languages, the word for happiness is related to the word for good luck. And in English, for example, we have the word happenstance or this archaic phrase as haphazard, which are both about luck and things that happen by chance. And so that meaning of happiness ends up meaning something like having a good life or the outcome of good fortune. And it's important to realize this is a different meaning of happiness than just how you feel. They're obviously related, and that's important, but related but different. One of the striking facts about happiness in the sense of how you feel is that it tends to go back to normal pretty fast. So we found this in our data in people's reaction after the Hurricane Katrina. So we measured the happiness of people across the country. So almost none of these people are those who were directly affected by the hurricane, and yet their happiness dipped down for a week or two, and then it came back to normal. So it's not too surprising that people would react strongly to Katrina, but then that becomes a measuring rod for other things. One of the surprising things we found was that a month later, there was almost as strong a dip in happiness after the earthquake in Pakistan. To me, this makes sense. You know, you see on TV suffering people, and it doesn't matter if they're suffering people on the other side of the world or in your own country. It does matter, but you care about them because they're human beings.
Well, let me ask you, there've been a lot of stories recently I've noticed about happiness and studies of happiness, and economists and others seem very interested in this. What's going on? Why the interest now in happiness?
Well, a lot of the interest is based on these two meanings. Some of the interest is based on something bigger than I think we can actually do. The big thing would be if somehow these two meanings of happiness happen to be equal to one another. So in other words, if you could go out and ask people how happy they felt and have a measure of how well their life was going overall, that would be very handy, and you could do all kinds of things with that. And so, for example, there is an economist in England, Richard Layard, who's written a book on happiness, who proposes to do public policy on that basis. That's taking things a little bit too far. You can learn a lot from looking at happiness, but in order to learn about what matters to people, you actually have to find news events. The trouble you find is that these news effects go away after a while. People adjust to new situations. There's a name for that, hedonic adaptation, that the happiness goes back to normal. And then the other interesting thing is that the normal level of happiness depends on a lot of things that are not necessarily an overall measure of how well your life is going.
Economist Miles Kimball at the University of Michigan hopes to get a 3-year grant to continue measuring Americans' happiness. The current funding lasts through September.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com, and you can download all of our segments at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Roseanne Skirbel, I'm Avi Arditi.
Why look so awfully tragic? Put on a happy face. Smiling can work like magic. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that...